John Costigan. I have known you well before you came to Congress. Since coming to Congress, I have been impressed, not a little bit, by the confidence you have inspired in Republican and Democratic presidents alike. It's as if they saved you for jobs that others couldn't do, didn't have the guts to do, or didn't have the integrity to do. You are well known on both sides of the aisle as the government's most versatile turnaround artist when agencies that's in trouble turn to John Koskinen. Therefore, I begin my series of questions simply by offering you an apology. I believe you deserve one. You deserve one because of accusations designed to sacrifice the reputation of a public service with a spotless reputation for political advantage without a scintilla, and I use my words advisedly, of evidence. It's vile enough to look a man in the face and accuse him of perjury without submitting any evidence. It is much worse when all of the evidence supports the version of the facts of the man you are facing. Whether it is that the Lerner crash occurred well before this investigation began, she must be clairvoyant. Whether it's been confirmed by the decriminalization lab, all the evidence is on your side, Mr. Koskinen. And I want to point out for the record that the line of conspiracy hunting has shifted with the Lerner crash. For the longest time, the line of questioning was about one subject alone. So we've moved from one scapegoat to another. We've just moved off of the notion that this was all a conspiracy directed on behalf of the White House. That also, without a crumb of evidence.